There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Also, enjoy derekj.me.
Yeah.
It's a very enjoyable website because, well, you're very enjoyable, Derek J. And thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
A big week for you over at DerekJ.me. Last week was also a big week.
Yeah.
You retired the Peace News Now long-form program that you'd been doing for a few years, and you are bringing back this week Flaming Freedom.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Back again. It had gone away once and come back once and gone away again, and now it's coming back again, rising from the ashes.
Yeah, yes, as it were. And Cop Block Radio has also gotten more active in recent days, and that's on Wednesday nights.
That's correct.
Because Ademo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock.org, has started becoming a regular co-host.
Oh, good.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's nice to see him getting more involved again with the brand that he created.
Yeah.
CopBlock.org. So you're doing those shows and more. You've got some Bitcoin-related shows that you're doing as well.
Yeah, and I just went to speak at the State House about the repealing the requirement that a person get a concealed carry license in New Hampshire. That was very exciting. So there's video of that up at DerekJ.me.
Plenty of video, lots of audio. It's all there at DerekJ.me. It's all free, so go and check it out. So we're going to talk more about the Dread Pirate Roberts / Ross Ulbricht / Silk Road case that is still going on. It is apparently going to enter closing arguments tomorrow. The news is that has come out is that Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of running the Silk Road, is not going to testify. Apparently, the judge is giving him one last chance. According to one of the articles we read earlier by the Wall Street Journal, the judge, from what I read previously, had told him he needed to decide on Monday. That was today. It was decided that he wasn't going to testify, but the judge did give him the opportunity to where tomorrow he can make the decision last minute, apparently, to go ahead and testify.
You think the judge is trying to help him in that case?
No, I mean, I don't know.
She hasn't tried to help him so far.
I don't think the judge is trying to help him at all.
But I think it would help him to testify. So she's like,
so
hey, you could change your mind.
Yeah, I think it would also help him to testify, but, you know, it's his case. He can approach it however he wants. I still am not sure. It seems like the strategy at this point is just damage control. Like trying to get the jury to not find him guilty of the kingpin charge, for instance. But you know how he's going to dodge being found guilty of these other charges, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. Anyway, jury deliberations could begin as soon as Wednesday in this case. We'll talk more about what happened because they dragged out the old allegations about murders for hire. And I was digging around. I wanted to find out if this red and white character was actually an undercover agent. I can't find any evidence that he was, or she, or whoever it was, that was extorting Ross Ulbricht, or not really extorting him, but was claiming to kill the extortionist for him. But ultimately, my question is, was Red and White the same person as Friendly Chemist? Mm. How would you really know? Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We've got Chris in California. You're on Free Talk Live, or a.k.a. Pete.
Oh, well, anyway, I wanted to address all the people in the listening audience. I want to address
That's what you generally do when you call a talk radio show, is you are, to some extent, addressing the listening audience.
You can be disputing what the host says. I think you're just being nasty. Go ahead, Pete.
No, what I want to say is, I want to say that that everybody in the listening audience all across the world, turn to Jesus Christ before it's too late. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You don't want to be
all right, no more Bible verses.
Yeah. So
turn to Jesus.
What do you think that means to the average person, though?
I think it means that if they have any intellect and they've ever considered what if the Bible is correct, what if the account of what happens after death and everything, what are the implications if they think that that's a joke and keep shrugging it off? What if what's happening to Ross Ulbricht? What if that happens to them? Or what if a stray bullet hits them? Or what if they get run over? Look at all these tragedies and whatnot. How secure are you in your own skin?
Let me ask you this.
I know,
you've got that. I've got that down. Let me ask you this. So,
fear, Mark.
Do
fear.
Babies that haven't had a chance to accept Jesus, do they go to heaven?
Well, there's varying degrees of debate about that. What about
where would they go otherwise? The souls recycled?
I believe that, yes. I personally believe that, yes, they're in heaven.
Okay. Now, what about, like, you know that some babies never come to fruition, right? Like, they just, you know, they what they call spontaneous.
I believe that they're in heaven also, and aborted babies also, absolutely.
Okay. So do you know that that a biological chemist did some math on this, and looking at humans since humans began, that there would be something like 350 billion. Consider, there are about 7 billion people on the planet now. 350 billion people. Wait a second. 350 billion people in heaven that never lived a life on Earth because they were self-aborted fetuses and that sort of thing.
Well, let me ask you something. What is the basis timeline off of? Because science, you know what? From what all these virtuosos that do the evolution thing and the radiocarbon dating, they're way off base.
Okay. Do you understand? You do understand that that a person is just as likely that a human embryo is just as likely to self abort as it is to be born, right? Like, so 50% at the very least, 50%.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to interrupt, Pete. Mark, what are you getting at, though? I mean, you're pointing out that
heaven's full of a bunch of people who never had to make a decision as to whether or not to sin. This is
a rigged system
that Pete is talking about. I don't believe in I don't believe a fair and just God, and I do believe God is fair and just. I do not believe a fair and just God would send anyone to hell. So therefore, I don't believe in this whole you have to believe in the name of Jesus thing that Pete's got going on. These are just Stone Age beliefs intended to manipulate people into doing what the kings and the priests and the rulers say. But besides that, I'm trying to get Pete to look at, hey, heaven is full of a bunch of people that didn't have to play the same game you did. Is that fair? Would a fair and just God put somebody else in heaven automatically because they happen to self-abort? He's just putting his favorite souls in, and you've got to play the game. The game he created. I mean, okay, so let me ask you this, Pete.
Pete's gone.
He is?
Yeah, I got rid of him.
Mom, but Ian. These are the questions I ask myself, but I don't
He'll
have...
call back. Just make a note.
I don't
just
have make, anybody to ask this to.
Make some Pete notes.
Yep, let me ask this question to the time. Ether, right? Somebody will answer this. If God created everything, as I was taught, I went to Christian school, taught Sunday school, went to Christian school for 9 years, so kindergarten through 8th grade, study the Bible seriously while I was in prison, read it through 3 times, read the New Testament through 7 times. I am not an uneducated, former Christian. If God created everything, as I have been told, because you would have to be the greatest thing, omnipotent, as we're told, and to be the greatest thing, you would have to have created everything. He then created evil. If he created evil, how could he possibly be good?
That's a good question. You can dial in toll-free to answer, Mark, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I've got the article, by the way, that I was sort of mentioning to Pete here, if you want to go off on that on a tangent.
No, not at the moment. But if whatever that article is, we can talk about it here in a little bit. So our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. We were discussing the murder-for-hire allegations, and I'm only about halfway through the story here, a little more than halfway through, at PCWorld.com, they were talking about how Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, was in negotiations with someone calling themselves Friendly Chemist, who wanted $500,000 to not reveal user information. He claimed to have information about who users were on the Silk Road. And so Dread Pirate Roberts went to a user named Red and White, and it's not real clear how it was that Dread Pirate Roberts got hooked up with this user. I mean, there were thousands of users on the Silk Road. Why was this one the one who he turned to hire for a hit? And the Red and White claimed to be connected with the Hells Angels. And I did look around, by the way, because I hadn't seen anything yet tonight as far as, you know, the testimony. Did they testify that Red and White was, in point of fact, a federal agent? And from what I can tell...
And if that's the case, why wouldn't they be on the stand making,
And from what I can tell, no, they did not testify that Red and White was a federal agent. Now, there was a federal agent who did apparently get involved with Dread Pirate Roberts prior to this for a supposed murder for hire, but this Red and White character, still nobody really knows who this guy is. Or go. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. We'll reveal more details here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Talking quite a bit about the Ulbricht trial, Rouse Ulbricht, facing probably the rest of his life in prison if he's found guilty on all of the counts that he's facing in federal court this week and has been for the last few weeks that may again put him in prison for running the alleged or allegedly running the most popular drug website in the world, at least in its time, the Silk Road 1.0. And we're discussing the murder-for-hire allegations that have been trotted out in the case. There's a fairly decent summary over at PCWorld.com. Now, the story we've heard about so far has been Friendly Chemist, who's the user of Silk Road, who hit up Dread Pirate Roberts, the administrator of Silk Road, for $500,000, claiming that he had user information that he was going to release within 72 hours if the site's owner did not pay up. Instead, the site's owner, Dread Pirate Roberts, went to a user called Red and White, who claimed to have been affiliated with the Hells Angels, and ended up paying Red and White to ostensibly off Friendly Chemist. What we haven't talked about has been the story of the other guy who was involved with a federal agent, that there was a federal agent who was undercover on the Silk Road claiming to be a hitman. That is not the person who is Red and White. No one really knows who Red and White is. There are details on the federal agent story, and there was actually an article about the agent that helped set up a fake killing of a former employee of Dread Pirate Roberts. That story was published in Forbes back in 2013.
But it hasn't been mentioned in this trial?
Not in any of the summaries that I've seen.
That's really weird.
As far.
Right? Like, they've got the FBI has a much more sort of close relationship to this particular killing that they're talking about, alleged killing or attempted killing or whatever they're calling it, but they present no evidence.
Yeah, why not bring that up? Well, not that we know of. We're just reading summaries that people have written online, and maybe they excluded that information.
How many summaries have we read? Three
now,
right?
This is the second one we're going through here, and we'll continue that.
But didn't you look at another one, too? Prior to that, when you were searching around during the break,
We've read the Wall Street Journal one. We've got the summary here from PCWorld.com. Those are the only two.
So anyway, Texas Bitcoin Conference. I had a blast the last time we went. It's really awesome. I'd say this highlight of it, besides the fact that I would call this the premier Bitcoin event, at least to the ones I've been to. The rest have paled in comparison. Mm. The Texas Bitcoin Conference it's awesome. And what they have is this second annual million-dollar Bitcoin hackathon that's going on. So this million-dollar Bitcoin hackathon is what it sounds like. People are proposing ideas. They're hacking and creating things right there on site. In a lot of cases, they come prepared with ideas, but whatever it is, they're doing some work on site. In many cases, they're staying up all night. They've got geek fuel of gummy bears and chocolates and chips and things like that to keep them going. Lots of coffee, and at the end of it all, they're going to give out, or at least split, a prize of $1 million for these good ideas. Yeah, the last year, four people, it was split four ways, as I recall. One of them, winners, we've actually had on the show, Storage, and I think it's going to go, I think it's going to be great. There's going to be lots of great speakers there, including David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrim, many others. And we're going to be there doing our thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets. It's March 28th and 29th. In the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. You kind of guessed the Texas Bitcoin Conference would be in Texas. Mm-hmm. Now you know it's in Austin. When you register and use coupon code FTL as in Free Talk Live, you will get a $25 discount on the $150 admission price. You'll also get to come see us. It'll be fun. Another $25 of your admission price. So that of that $125 that you're spending, $25 of that will go to Sean's Outpost. That's the charity we've picked. And what Sean's Outpost does is feeds homeless people around the world, but around the United States, but they've really concentrated in the panhandle of Florida. We've got some things going on there. TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FTL. Come and hang out with us March 28th and 29th. In Austin, Texas.
So Red and White indicated in a chat with Dread Pirate Roberts, again, all this alleged, all they have are chat logs that they claim to have found on the servers.
That's the reason they haven't taken this, they haven't charged him with these things, is they just have really flimsy evidence.
That he sent a photo of the deceased Friendly Chemist, though the photo had been deleted from the computer shortly after it had been received.
Red, trust us, there's a picture of this.
Well, no, 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 no. I know. He had sent it at that. Oh, I see what you mean. That's what the feds were telling the jury.
Right. The prosecutors were telling the jury, really, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there was a picture sent. We just don't have it.
Officials were the government.
Right. A personal journal kept on the laptop indicated that on the following day, the author of the journal, quote, had gotten word that the blackmailer had been taken care of, unquote. Prosecutors also showed on a spreadsheet found on the laptop that Silk Road paid out approximately $167,000 worth of bitcoins to an account associated with Red and White. The offing of Friendly Chemist, fictional or otherwise, would not be the end of Dread Pirate Robert's problems, though. Red and White said that his commissioned thugs questioned Friendly Chemist before slaying him, and that Friendly Chemist revealed that the blackmail attempt was part of a larger ongoing operation to defraud Silk Road and its users. Friendly Chemist was in cahoots with another British Columbia Silk Road vendor who went by multiple names, Tony76, among others. The alleged Hell's Angels member explained that for a fee, Tony76 would teach other sellers to defraud Silk Road users by selling a small amount of goods to build up trust and then not delivering on subsequent larger orders. Because Tony76 helped Friendly Chemist in the blackmail attempt, it would probably be a good idea to knock him off as well, Red and White advised.
Am I just seeing what I want to see in these names? But Tony76 is another, is that a reference to 1776? Are these all Fed names?
There's no evidence that any of these people were federal agents.
All right.
That I've seen.
Tony76 could just as easily have been born in 76. Sure. I mean, it's a pretty lame online name.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't sound like a person born in 76.
And you don't sound like someone trying to conceal your identity as you would on the Silk Road.
Yeah.
More problematic was that Tony76...
Unless you weren't born in 1976.
who Red and White identified as Andrew Lawsry of Surrey, British Columbia, was working with three other individuals on their operations to defraud Silk Road, all in the same workspace. These are the allegations from this user, Red and White. And who's to say, again, that Red and White wasn't actually Friendly Chemist in the first place, and that he's not also Tony76, and that this whole thing wasn't just a big scam on Dread Pirate Roberts.
That's what I'm putting my money on. It's all one Fed.
Well, no, because it was either a Fed or it was like a scam. It was either a Fed. There's another website. Let's see. It's called, I guess it's Slate, actually. It's a Slate article from back in 2013, which kind of summarizes three possibilities. One, Red and White was running a very long con on Ross Ulbricht, essentially masquerading as all of these parties in order to where, well, he first hits him up with this threat that I've got all this user information and I'll be revealing it unless you give me $500,000.
But Ross should know, if he is the administrator of the Silk Road, that he could have no user information because there wasn't any user information in the first place.
But, okay, that's just the thing. Why would he then go ahead and hire this guy to off Friendly Chemist?
Hearing Derek ask these questions, I've come to the conclusion that Ross, honestly, a guy who's been incredibly foolish in setting this thing up, couldn't be as foolish as what the feds are claiming he was in this circumstance.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But he was definitely sending money somewhere, and the feds aren't saying that he sent it to them, that they were undercover on this. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call call the Freya Dry Guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue on the latest from the Ross Ulbricht case, coming up, the Satoshi Roundtable. Derek J. will tell us about an upcoming conference involving some very elite Bitcoiners. The list of the guests is public, but other things not so much. We'll find out more about that here in a little bit. We're talking about the allegations that the government dragged out in court today, finally, as they wrapped up the prosecution of Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of running the Silk Road, the underground marketplace. We'll talk more about the allegations around the hitmen, the claims that Ross Ulbricht, as Dread Pirate Roberts, hired hitmen to kill people who were threatening the Silk Road. We can continue with that here in a moment, but also want to let you know that if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin, or maybe you already have some and you want some more, or maybe you'd like to get some Litecoin or Dogecoin, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. They're the best choice for getting your favorite cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business.
Business.
Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just start off over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com can hook you up. And you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL when you're ordering there, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL. So we've been talking about this user on the Silk Road calling themselves Red and White. This person claimed to have committed one hired killing for Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the website, and then came back to Dread Pirate Roberts and said, hey, DPR, there's this other guy we happen to know about, Tony76, who's been teaching Silk Road users to defraud other customers by selling goods up front and then not delivering on larger orders later on. As though you'd need to teach someone that, you know, that scam system. That's kind of one of the oldest tricks in the book, so to speak. I don't think you really have to set up classes or sell information on how to explain that to people.
I wish I knew what, the oldest trick in the book was.
Keep reading, I guess, because Tony76 helped friendly chemist in the blackmail attempt, said Red and White. It would probably be a good idea to knock him off as well, he advised Dread Pirate Roberts. More problematic was that he was identified as Andrew Lawsry of British Columbia and was working with three other people. And they said, Red and White says, hey, he's got professional killers that can take care of all four of these pesky individuals that Ross Ulbricht didn't know anything about prior to this email.
So wait a minute. This is Red and White saying, oh, you should probably knock this guy off too?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And he claimed he'd do it all for $500,000, which, of course, by the way, was the original amount that Friendly Chemist had requested to protect the site from releasing site information.
Wouldn't it be cheaper and easier to just implement a reputation system as if the, you know, Silk Road didn't already have a reputation system? Yeah, just like vamp it up or whatever. I mean, the reputation system would take care of this problem.
Also, I wouldn't hire a killer to protect the identities of people on my site.
It's not your responsibility.
Right. I mean, you know, like that sounds like a security failing, and I would wrap that up. But if people took their chances on this site, then they took their chances.
There was also a blog area of the site, right, where he could make an announcement where he could say, like, hey, yes, there's been a security breach. Check your things. Change your websites. Change your name.
Well, one of the things that happened at the end of Silk Road 1.0 and the launch of Silk Road 2.0 was Silk Road 2.0 had a new requirement that anyone who was buying on Silk Road 2.0 must encrypt their address, meaning that they had to use PGP encryption on their address when they sent it to the seller.
Now, their physical address.
Their physical shipping address.
Yeah.
Which would mean that if there were logs of the messages, and there were logs of the messages that were sent on Silk Road that mm-hmm. the feds could access, if there were logs of messages, they would have logs maybe of people just sort of negotiating a deal, which you could also do in PGP as well. So some sellers were okay with PGP for all messages or required PGP for all messages, and others only required it for the address. But Silk Road 1.0 didn't require PGP on addresses, so there could very well have been a number of unencrypted addresses that were sort of in the database from the messages that were sent on Silk Road 1.0.
You know, if you're not willing to spend a little bit of extra time
to protect yourself as a buyer.
Yeah.
So on April 18th, so by the way, Dread Pirate Roberts agreed to the $500,000. So again, he was hit up by Friendly Chemist for $500,000 in order to not reveal the names. Then this Red and White guy says he's going to murder Friendly Chemist for $150,000. Then Red and White comes back and says, oh yeah, there's four more guys. I'll do them for $500,000. So at the end of the day,
he spent $650,000 to save $500,000.
Right. Ay, ay, ay. If you believe the claims of the feds. On April 18th, Red and White, through the chat, wrote, quote, my crew did their job, unquote, and that they recovered a thumb drive with a file called blackmail.txt, collecting the names and addresses of thousands of individuals.
Wait, what was the text file called?
Blackmail.txt.
Are you kidding
me? It's ridiculous.
This is just getting...
it's absurd.
More and more unbelievable.
Containing...
who uses just text files?
No, it's not the text file thing that's unbelievable. It's what they named it. Are you kidding me?
And also, look, I mean, I know these are the Hell's Angels, and I'm sure they have a tech division or whatever, right? But the idea is, well, that's what they're claiming. I don't know if I believe that.
I think they just ride around on motorcycles. I don't even think they even do anything.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong about that.
Well, anyway, the thing that seems really ridiculous is that they went and they allegedly bumped off these other four guys, and then they just so happened to come back and say, yeah, you know, we just so happened to find on this flash drive the file of all the names they were supposedly going to release. Now you can rest easy, Dread Pirate Roberts. We've recovered the names, as though if there were actually this file in the first place that had all these names, that there would only be one copy of it. And that they, you know, just so happen to find it, what, when they're murdering these people, they're poking around, looking through all the flash drives in the house, too? It just doesn't. I mean, look, I don't know anything about killing people. I'm not a hitman, so I can't really say I know for sure how a hitman would do this kind of work. But wouldn't you think if you were going to kill some people that you'd want to kind of be in and out in as quick of a manner as possible, and maybe not, you know, poke around through whatever information, digital information they might have there, or to go around and try to find all the flash drives in the house to take them with you so you can look later on?
One thing I do know is if I got $125,000 for killing myself, yeah. I could do a really good job. I could hire a really good makeup artist for that picture.
For sure. In addition to the details surrounding the putative murders for hire, Shaw also offered a detail. Shaw's the agent on the stand today. Offered a detailed breakdown of how much money Silk Road made based on a database of all transactions found on the web servers allegedly by the FBI. The database covers the entire time span of Silk Road operations from February 2011 to October 2, 2013. Tallying the figures, Shaw said that Silk Road conducted approximately 1.5 million transactions involving 9.81 million bitcoins, worth over $213 million at the time they changed hands.
Jeez, 9.8 million bitcoins?
Silk
Road. That's like, at the time, that was almost all the bitcoins, if that makes sense to you.
From 2011 to 2013?
Well,
really?
How many bitcoins do you think there are now? Like,
yeah, there were
13
only,
million?
Right, there were only like 11 million in circulation at the time, right?
Well, that doesn't mean that
every one of them
that
was
could
used.
Mean that could mean that, you know, nine of those, or that half of those bitcoins passed through twice. You know,
it could absolutely mean that, but it likely means that every bitcoin that is in existence has already passed through the hands of one of these online bitcoin exchanges.
It could
actually
mean that.
Well, there are some bitcoins that were minted back when they were doing 50 bitcoin per 10 minute minting things. That have sat in accounts the whole time, so yeah. There might be Satoshi Nakamoto's.
Well, yeah. Also, remember what is it? Something like 60% of the bitcoins ever mined have never been spent. So a lot of these have been circulating around the Silk Road multiple times, as dollars typically do in an economy.
Yeah, Silk Road made 642,000 bitcoins in commission, worth approximately $13 million off of those transactions. More to come on the Ross Ulbricht case that continued today in Manhattan, 855, 453. Do you believe the story of these alleged murders for hire? It just sounds so flimsy. It's Free Talk Live.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. One of the most remarkable innovations of the Constitution is balances and checks limiting federal power. The president checks Congress by vetoing bills. Congress checks the president by controlling how money is spent. The courts check both Congress and the president, who in turn exert controls over the courts. Our founders did this in the belief that should a single person or group hold too much government power, that power could be abused. That government should be balanced and divided in a way that each branch has the power and duty to restrain the others. Thus, even before the Bill of Rights, the Constitution created a system of barriers that would prevent encroachments on individual rights. As Thomas Jefferson wrote, "An elective despotism was not the government we fought for." To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Silk Road trial continues tomorrow. The defense is putting on their case, which unfortunately isn't really much of a case thus far. Now, we haven't been in the courtroom, so we have to go on what other people are reporting, and we've been sharing with you the Wall Street Journal, PCWorld.com, talking about the alleged hits that Ross Ulbricht supposedly issued. They're claiming he did. It's all they know is someone named Dread Pirate Roberts on a server somewhere did this, and then again, that's presuming you believe the claim that the chat logs are legit and weren't planted there by the feds.
The story does sound incredible when we've gone through it here, and you can get the archive tonight after about 11 o'clock Eastern time at freetalklive.com, so you can listen to the whole thing. But it just, I've bounced around on this case, but reading these claims of, on this this hit, it just sounds ridiculous.
It's almost impossible to believe that Ross Ulbricht, who is not a stupid guy, could have fallen for this. If this actually did transpire and Ross was the person behind Dread Pirate Roberts, the idea that he could have bought this hook, line, and sinker and just sent away hundreds of thousands of bitcoins to people making claims on his anonymous website, it's just mind-boggling.
Wouldn't it be the defense's job to poke holes in these arguments during cross-examination, and that is over now?
That's correct.
So what were they doing? I mean,
it's not clear what cross-examination happened of this particular witness in any of these stories. I would like to hear a summary of that. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that would be their only hope, is to say, like, well, would this evidence stand up in any other court? I mean, this is not verifiable in any sort of way. You're just saying, take our word for it. Like, for example, the picture that they said was on the laptop but got deleted.
Yep.
Okay, well, take in a forensics expert and show us where on the hard drive that got deleted, because you can still see evidence of those things.
Yeah, there should be quite a bit of evidence on a hard drive.
But they're just saying, take our word.
So here's a related story posted over at computerworld.com. Now, this one I had in my show prep from last week. It was Wednesday when this was written. So this was some detail from the case that we just didn't get out. There's been a lot that's come out on this case, and obviously we've only had time to talk about some of it. But apparently these weren't the only people who had extorted money from Dread Pirate Roberts. There's more on that. Job Jackson reporting at ComputerWorld.com. When operating outside the law, you can't rely on the police to protect your illegal enterprise from other criminals. The Silk Road Marketplace founders likely learned this lesson in 2012 and 2013 after paying thousands of dollars to cyber extortionists who threatened to expose serious site vulnerabilities or hit it with denial of service attacks.
Now that makes more sense to me, is paying off hackers. I mean, that gets done all the time. I had a sad situation with somebody got a hold of me, wanted to buy some Bitcoin because they were, you know, they had one of these extortware, is that what they're called? Ransomware is what it's called. They got one of these ransomware things from I don't know what, and they needed some Bitcoin to pay them off. I felt bad for the person, but I guess the only thing I could really do was sell them some Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any advice other than you shouldn't deal with terrorists. But, of course, that shuts their computer down forever.
The extortion information emerged during testimony from IRS Special Agent Gary Alford, who had subpoenaed the emails of Ross Ulbricht as part of his investigation. Ulbricht, of course, is on trial in district court in New York. According to prosecutors, Silk Road facilitated the exchange of $1.2 billion in illegal goods, mostly drugs, and generated $80 million in commissions for the operators, although they said $13 million in the other article. Anyway, on at least two separate occasions, Silk Road operators paid malicious hackers ransoms in exchange for keeping the site up and secure. During his testimony, Alford showed an email received by Silk Road in November of 2012 claiming to have found a serious vulnerability in the site's software. The email from an anonymous sender asked for $5,000 in exchange for not exposing the flaw, or $15,000 to offer full details on how the flaw operated and how it could be exploited. A spreadsheet found on the computer Ulbricht was using at the time of his arrest suggested that it was $15,000 was paid out shortly after the email was received. An entry for a debit of that amount was annotated with the phrase, quote, pay off hacker, unquote. Chat log files between Silk Road admin Dread Pirate Roberts, who prosecutors claim is Ulbricht, and another administrator of the site also indicate the extortion fee was paid. The fellow administrator consoled Dread Pirate Roberts by writing, quote, you're still way richer than he is, unquote.
No, hey, I'm sorry, but a spreadsheet and some IRS agents say so is not evidence when you're dealing with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a universal ledger, so every transaction that ever has happened is still recorded somewhere. So if the government's going to prove that this transaction actually took place, they need to point to it on the blockchain.
Which I haven't read that they've actually done that. Maybe they have, and that just hasn't been reported, but I agree with you, Derek J. They could show some real evidence if it actually existed. In April 2013, Silk Road was subjected to another shakedown, but at least this is plausible. You know, that these claims are plausible, that some hacker, you know, extorted him for money. And if you look at it from the perspective of Dread Pirate Roberts, if he pays $15,000 and actually gets useful information that plugs a hole in the site that's generating him hundreds of thousands of dollars, then that's a small price to pay.
Agreed.
As opposed to $500,000 for a questionable claim.
Yeah, but they're not claiming there's anything immoral about what Ross did in that transaction, right? Paying off some hacker?
That's true. In April 2013, they were subjected to another shakedown. An anonymous party had hit the site with a DDoS, a distributed denial of service attack, which can congest servers to the extent that legitimate users can't access the targeted site. Silk Road paid $10,000 to stop the attack, according to the site's ledger. However, the attack continued even after the money was deposited to the anonymous account, according to Dread Pirate Roberts' chat logs. The alleged chat log.
Somebody realized there was a DDoS going on, sent a ransom note to Dread Pirate Roberts, got paid off, and then
could very well be.
Nothing happened?
Yeah, or they just kept the DDoS attack going.
Why would they do that?
Well, you already got 10 grand from him. Why not keep it going and get 10 more grand or bring it back, you know, next week?
Why not indeed?
Or whatever. Federal prosecutors maintain Ulbricht was the mastermind behind the Silk Road.
And a DDoS, there's really not much you can do to that other than sort of strengthen your server, right? Mirroring and things like that?
You can,
Didn't the Silk Road also have an escrow service built in?
That's correct.
So why wouldn't they just use the escrow to negotiate, you know, you take down the DDoS.
I see what you're saying, and we'll
pay
out.
I'll hold it in escrow, we'll pay you when it goes away.
They could, I suppose. That would mean the attacker would have to trust them to do that. Of course, you could always bring the attack back, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the Silk Road paid the $10,000 in that particular case, allegedly, according to the ledger that they found, or they claim they found. In addition to drugs, though, Silk Road also sold hacking tools. And this is a part of the site that really hasn't gotten much attention in the news media coverage here. So it's actually the first mention of any evidence that they presented about the whole hacking thing. Because if you look at the charges Ulbricht is facing, there's a count of conspiracy to distribute drugs, there's a count of conspiracy to hack, and there's a count of conspiracy to money launder. So this is the conspiracy to hacking part of the case that, again, hasn't really gotten much discussion. The Gary Alford guy, the agent, claimed that he was able to purchase a hacking pack from the Silk Road that included 115 hacking tools and programs from the site. When the pack was purchased, the vendor emailed a list of links the buyer could follow to download the programs, including some that supposedly offered the ability to remotely take control of a website.
Now, wait, it should be pointed out that hacking, while it sounds bad, is not inherently malicious. It could be used for good. And in fact, the government hires hackers all the time.
Also, some of the people
for good reasons
that have been convicted of hacking have been convicted of some of the most ludicrously lame things out there, like, copying and pasting a web address and
right.
stuff like that.
So that's pretty much that particular story, the details on. There were other shakedowns. I just thought it was kind of important to get that information out. Plus, they did claim to have purchased hacking tools. And that's what they're going to say, is they're saying that because Ulbricht ran the site, and then we know he created the site, and we know he ran it for a short period of time. So what they're going to say is, because Ulbricht, he has admitted, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this man has admitted in opening statements to having created this website. And from day number one, it had hacking tools as a category here. He knew that he was selling that. Well, he may not have been selling it, but he knew that people were using his website to sell hacking tools. And therefore, you should find him guilty of conspiracy to commit hacking.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Ian. You've read this article. Where do you come down on this?
On what?
Dread Pirate Roberts, did he do the hitman thing or not?
I don't believe it.
No? It does seem very, very ludicrous.
It sounds like they're mixing in legitimate shakedowns with their illegitimate Fed-style shakedown, which was created by them. So they're saying, like, well, look, here's a mixed bag of things where Ross Ulbricht or DPR caved to people who were trying to blackmail him. And here's this murder-for-hire charge also.
Yeah, it looks like they're just trying to sully him in many ways.
All right, there's more coming up here. 855, 453, the Satoshi Roundtable. Derek Jay's got the inside scoop on what's happening there. And, of course, as we learn more about the Ross Ulbricht trial, I think we've done a pretty good job bringing you up to speed here tonight. We will continue to keep you in the loop. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615.
5, AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.